Good evening, everyone. A short little while ago, Rolls-Royce had actually announced their newest model, and they have already sprung into production, and you can actually already see them on the roads. And guess what? It's an SUV called the Cullinan. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Car 5 Podcast, and I'm your host, Joshua. Hold on to your crumpets and tea, because we are taking this British car off-roads. All right, guys, so let's break this down into kind of some truth. When everyone thought that the luxury and performance car makers would never enter the SUV market, it's funny because pretty much the direct opposite has actually happened. Today, you're now seeing electric and hybrid supercars and hypercars being built, as well as those same manufacturers are entering the SUV market as well. And that's because, honestly, reality is setting in and times are changing. You know, as a business and a company, you have to adapt to what the market is and what people are buying. And the truth is, vehicles such as SUVs, well, they're desperately needed, and people want these types of vehicles from Rolls-Royce and Bentley and Lamborghini, you know, et cetera and so forth. And the market speaks for itself. And, you know, people want the best of the best, not only in terms of supercars and hypercars, but they want it in the form of an SUV as well. Thus, Rolls-Royce has now jumped on the game and have created their own SUV, and again, it is called the Cullinan. This being an SUV, we're going to see a lot of new features from Rolls-Royce. But again, what we got to remember, Rolls-Royce being Rolls-Royce, they are still without a doubt sticking with their specialty, which is going to be beyond ultimate comfort and luxury. The Cullinan from Rolls-Royce still shares these qualities because it still has a spacious interior and offers anyone the ability to take the next trip off-roads. Doesn't matter where you want to go. For being an SUV and wanting to accomplish the likes of an SUV, all-wheel drive is definitely beyond necessary for this vehicle, and it is equipped. And fun fact, it's Rolls-Royce's first vehicle they've ever made that is all-wheel drive. The upgraded chassis and the aluminum space frame of the Cullinan allow it to conquer all forms of landscape, no matter where you are. Rain, sleet, snow, ice, mud, desert, jungle, you can take this thing anywhere. And again, let's keep in mind, all of these off-road capabilities and new features, they have to be accomplished while delivering exceptional forms of luxury and comfort. Now, one of the new things for Rolls-Royce is their new self-leveling air suspension system that is going to assist the Cullinan in a variety of surface and a variety of landscapes that you may experience all at the same time. Basically, this self-leveling air suspension is going to adjust performance from the engine as well, but and steering. So there's so many things that are going to be going on. And all these adjustments that the car is going to be making for going off-road are going to be possible due to extra cameras and computers that will make super fast last-minute tweaks based on the calculations the car is able to make on a millisecond level. And Rolls-Royce, I'm going to read a quote from them, states very specifically that the double wishbone front axle and five-link rear axle deliver agility and stability. Basically, summarizing what I just read to you, the car is going to be able to tweak itself and make adjustments depending on what type of terrain you're on, and it is going to be able to do it extremely fast. Now, lastly, there's going to be a whole new off-road button featured in the Cullinan, and at a single push, the Cullinan's all-wheel drive system will come on and supply the necessary torque to all four wheels at the precise time. Again, no matter what type of terrain you're on, rain, sleet, ice, snow, mud, dry terrain, desert, etc. You push that button, it becomes a whole different vehicle. And the new suspension system will also raise itself an additional 40 meters for millimeters. Sorry for better clearance. That'd be weird if it's 40 meters long. Now, talking about performance, this is a big, big SUV. I don't know if you've seen it. It's no small vehicle. So because this is such a big SUV and it being Rolls-Royce, you know, it's going to be heavy. Something big has got to be powering it. And that engine that's powering it is a 6.75 liter twin turbo V12. That's an 8-speed automatic transmission. It's going to be pushing out 563 horsepower, 627 foot-pounds of torque. That's definitely enough to get this thing going. You are going to need a little bit more torque. Again, it's a big vehicle. All in all, this is one solid effort from our good friends over in England and deserves much respect. You know, again, like I mentioned earlier, a lot of these luxury car manufacturers are entering in a new world and a new realm that have yet to experience. And so far from what I've seen, the market's actually been good and adjusting well and accepting new vehicles from all these different luxury and performance car makers. Personally, I believe this is actually something that's really good. And let us know your thoughts. You know, check out the cloning yourself outside of listening to this podcast. Let me know what you think. Go ahead and send me an email, info@car5podcast.com. Any thoughts, questions you have, I'd love to hear from you. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram, the Car 5 Podcast, and like on Facebook, the Car 5 Podcast. Last thing, don't forget to tune in March 6th for the next episode, episode 10, which is going to be a special extended episode for you guys, featuring, I'm going to be talking a little bit more about my explanation of my favorite car and why. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in. And please remember to drive safe. Thank you.